So, this interview is another banger, and it's really cool when people reach out to you, you know what I'm saying? So, I got one of the messages in the Facebook message and was like, when's the next interview? And I'm like, let's go ahead and do this. So, I had the honor and the privilege to interview, I like to call him my rap cousin, because he has some news to share. Why don't y'all tune in and see what I'm talking about? Let's go. Bomb.
Yo, 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 what a world. You are now tuned to the regular John.
I can't hear you, can you?
Yeah, I can hear you. What up, world? It's your boy, Regular John, and you are now tuned to the Regular John podcast, man. Listen, I'm back at it again. This one was a sneaker, because I didn't even see this one coming. But this was like a wraparound with a wraparound. My man, Callie M. Back in the building. What's going on, sir?
Excited, ecstatic, man. I'm excited. Thanks for having me again.
Say what?
Thanks for having me again. I'm excited to talk to you again.
Of course, this is a blessing, man, because you know you stay booked. So this right here.
It's starting to sound like everybody around me now. Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So when you say, yo, when we gonna do it, I was like, yo, I'll clear everything just to go ahead and do this, man. Cause so break the news, man. You got something cooking right now, or it's already done. It's just about to drop right now. What's happening? What's about to happen, sir?
Okay, so it's already done. My third EP, Recalibrated, is dropping at midnight. So we about a few hours away. I think if you overseas, a lot of my listeners, they're going to be overseas. If they overseas, it's going to drop in another hour, I believe. So yeah. I'm excited. Calibrate.
So you took a year off, because the last one was what, 2020 technicality, right? It's 2020. You took a year off. What did you do in that whole year?
Features I got done. I got a bunch of features. It's still some that I recorded last year that did not drop yet. So I was like doing heavy features. My writing process this time was a lot more. It was difficult, but it was fun. Like, the challenge was fun. Like, this one was real, real fun to challenge myself. And then it's like, I was stuck on three songs that, like, I just had to beat since my last EP. And I didn't know what to do with them. So I was just, like, sitting on them or whatever the case may be. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make it a storyline. So, long and behold, in November, I was going through, like, a breakup, kinda. And that was just perfect. It was just like, all right, what now? Do I be sad about it, or should I just write about it, let it go, and just put it out there and just move on with my life so I can heal? And that's what I did. And it turned out to be a really, really, really good decision that you'll hear tonight when it drops.
See, I'm excited. So I'm gonna have to hear that first thing, and I'm gonna try to stay until midnight. I can't make no promises, because you know I gotta drive trucks in the morning.
On your way to work, man. I'm telling you, while you drive your trucks.
That's what's up. I'm ready. So Recalibrated. So you play on your name, Cali. First one's Different Caliber. Second one's Technicality. This one's Recalibrated.
Thank you for catching up.
What's the difference between this one and the other two EPs that you dropped?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, first of all, thank you for catching that. A lot of people, they don't. That kind of went over their heads that I'm kind of doing it with my name, but then they like, oh, wait a minute, I see what you're doing. Like, when I released Recalibrated, the title, it's right. Like, oh, I see what you did there. Like, now it's just like they're catching on. So what makes this one different than the other two? I think with Technicality, I was free, like free with all different sounds, and it was just more versatile, trying to get like a universal sound. This one is kind of similar to the first one, which is why on the first one I had a song called Cactus Jack. And that was the opener, like that was my introduction to the world. And on this one, track one is Cactus Jack 2.0. So it now is just like, it's like a full circle type of thing. But I think this one is a little bit more serious, a little bit more, I've always been known to be an open book, but I think now they could just like really take the journey of it. Like,
so are we getting like the full Cali, like you just totally ripped off every level or every shell, or you know what I'm saying, layers. So you just pretty much ripping all layers off and you just giving the real you. I'm not saying that you weren't giving the real you before, but you know, you're more vulnerable per se.
Yeah. Well, it's the real me, plus it's also some things that I'm doing. This EP that I did do the last two, like this one, I tried singing, like melodic rap. So
okay.
And it was to the hooks that I wrote. Like when I did the song with Tanisha Kelly, we like wrote that together, but she wrote like the hook. Like the hook of it, she wrote like the melodies of it, and it was just like, damn, like she really. So that kind of like inspired me to try to write singing hooks just to see if I can.
Right.
And it worked. Well, I hope that it worked. Let's just see what everybody else thinks.
Hey, so like, how many tracks you got on this EP?
Seven.
Seven. You giving me seven? I feel cheated. Why you give me just seven?
Really six and a half. Well, I'm sorry, but yeah, it's seven because it's an EP. So like yeah. For an album, it would be like maybe 12 to 13 songs. Mm-hmm. And that probably takes longer. So I think with an album, I think there's other avenues I want to touch. Like it's a certain way I want to approach my first official album. So I don't want to give away too much. Like that's why I keep the EPs now. And people's attention span is short. Like you'll see somebody and you'll be like, all right, well, he knew. If I want to check it out, I don't want to spend too much time on it because, like, come on, like, he better make me know it. So I make these songs like real short and quick and not simple, but like just doing all that I can within those 2-3 minutes per song. Wow. You know.
So how many? Who you got on it? Who you got on the EP?
It's just me, and it's I have one feature on there. His name is President Ward. He's a rapper from Texas. Boy is fire.
Yeah.
Boy is fire, and he's a fellow LGBTQ rapper, and he's fucking amazing. Like I'm not gonna say I'm not a fan of them. Everybody do their thing. Everybody do what work for them.
Right.
But I know what I listen to rap for. I listen for the bars. I listen for flows. I listen for cadence. Mm-hmm. He like literally has like the whole fucking package. Like this boy is really, really amazing. Like I love him. Like,
no, I gotta ask you this. Did he make you push your pen?
It's not fair to say because I wrote my verse first. Uh-oh. And then I sent it to him. So it was a pitch. I already had my verse like written down on to the beat. We had one beat already.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that song was too bubbly for this EP because this one is more rough or whatever the case may be. So I'm gonna just sit that on the side save it for a rainy day. Yeah. So then we changed the beat and this one is actually a sample. A popular 90s sample. I'm not going to tell you what sample it is, but a popular late 90s, early 2000s sample, hip hop beat. And we started writing for it, but I had wrote mine first, and then he sent me his, and then it was like, okay, we have like a chemistry here. So he's really. Damn. So I can't really say.
He didn't make you want to say, let me go back and re-record my verse or nothing like that.
No, but what I will say is I knew I wasn't gonna be no slouch with him on my song. Cause like me, I know what I do when I come on other people's songs. And it's just not just him, but this goes for everybody. Like I know what I'm coming to do.
Right.
You understand? I kill niggas on their songs. So it's like,
right,
you coming over here killing me. I love you. I love you so much in the spirit of competition, but I'm just a competitive motherfucker and I wasn't gonna let, you know.
That's what's up. I'm excited, man. I'm excited when I seen the one moment, world. I'm catching contact.
Smoke in your face.
Catching contact all the way from NY. But no, when I seen the art cover for it, I was like, yo, I didn't even see this one coming. I'm like, man, I'm excited, yo.
Shout outs to Shari Designs. That is my same person that I use for every EP, for every almost every single. That's been like my personal Photoshop, professional Photoshop, if you will. Mm-hmm. She also did Nicki Minaj's second album cover as well.
Oh, Pink Friday?
Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded.
The second Roman Reloaded, okay. That's so, what's yeah, up.
Now, you know I gotta ask you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got this EP out the way. You okay. Outside?
Of course. Of course. About to battle? Of course.
Yeah.
Stuff has already been in the talks for June.
So Prism's about to have a card. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Let's not just put it... nothing is set in stone yet, but there's been talks.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
All right. Who you got your eyes on?
Is it fair to ask? Trying to get me there. That's another podcast. It's another podcast, right?
That's it now. I mean, well, of course, me and J-Mon got a lock in. Me and J-2, but I am looking, I have eyes on J-Mon as well. Dear Summer, we have to lock in. Like,
he said he was trying to go to Cali a while ago. He still ain't been.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 5 years I still feel some type of way about that. Like, what? You know, when they call me out.
I thought the flights was booked, you know. I'm honestly gonna be, when I see that battle, I'm just gonna be like this, man. It's like watching siblings fight. I can't do it. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how I'm gonna feel about that one. I'm gonna be like, man, I don't know. That's anybody in the five, though, so.
And I really, really like Double A. I like Double A a lot. Like, he's cool. Like, I like watching. He's interesting to watch. He's going to be one of those battlers that you don't even care if he want to lose. You just want to see him, like, perform. Like, mm-hmm. Give me that. And Cassius. Like, Cassius play as well.
Okay. Yeah, I remember Cassius. I remember him. So, with this EP, let's get back to the EP. Are you going to tour with this EP? Or are you going to do, like, a mini promo tour?
I want to say yes. This has been... Once again, stuff has been put on the table, like talks with certain shows. I'm supposed to be going to Philly, I'm supposed to be going to Connecticut. I'm just trying to, you know, get that all settled out. What's going to be what? What's budget's going to be like? What's this going to be like? When is this due? When is all of that? So I'm just waiting as of right now. This one, with the EP, I'm doing more videos. So
okay, more visuals.
Visuals, yeah. So I already got one song on there that I really want to do a video to, but I just have to see if it's perceived well first before mm-hmm. I lock it. And I'm pretty sure that it is. Everybody I like hear it so far, they always like, nah, this is different. Like, this is the vibe. And ironic enough, it's one of the melodic rap sounds that I was going for. So this is interesting. I'm just nervous but excited to see how it gets perceived.
Which one was your favorite song to record on the album? And which one was the hardest?
My favorite song to record was One of Them Ones. I feel like that's rare Cali and like the core Cali and there's a reason why I closed out my EP with that one. The hardest one to write was TBH. That was one of the songs that's in the storyline I mentioned earlier with me going through my breakup and stuff like that. It was like me being honest with the whole time. That's also a double entendre. Because, you know, TBH stands for to be honest, but it mm-hmm. also stands for that person who I was dealing with. That's his initials.
Oh, wow.
It's me just, I don't feel like it. Like, this one is not like a bar heavy song. It's just me really just having a one-on-one conversation with this person mm-hmm. for the last time, and then it is just done.
So is this like your song cry?
Sort of, but more rugged. I don't know. Like, when I heard the beat, it gave me like a, it did give me like a J vibe, but it also gave me like a Drake mixed with like Eminem mixed with like a Joyner Lucas. But the rap style is not like that. It just give me that their vibe, like their sound. Mm. Really more like I'm just having a conversation. It's literally just a conversation put into rap.
Okay. Did you send the song to him?
No, actually. Well, I blocked him on everything. Yeah. Okay. I just went, yeah, so I'm focus on healing and just focusing on music, because like, this is what I love. This is something that I know would never break my heart. This is something I know would never turn its back on. So that's what I just put my energy into.
That's what's up. Man, I'm excited to hear about this. I don't know how this is going to work, man. I'd be so hyped in the morning, yo. I can't wait to hear this jam. This shit about to be crazy. So what's it going to take for you to come down here to North Carolina, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do I have to talk to somebody down here to get you on the showcase? Or like, the DJ or something? I'm not sure I can afford you, but you know what I'm saying? We got to figure something.
Come on, man.
Figure something out. I would say April, since April's my birthday, but you know, my money's Kevin Hardish right now. So I can't do nothing, which sucks. But what we got to do now, you got to do a down south promo. If you're going to do a tour, you got to do a down south promo tour.
I mean, if we could set it up, then let's set it up, you know? I got to come down here and just, you know, show them.
Trying to figure it out.
I'm saying, like, I had a show. I actually had my first show, my first live performance ever, which is crazy. You would think I would promote my music, but I haven't, which is weird. And my first live performance in January, in the beginning of January, and, like, everybody, they looked a little skeptical at first, but then they was like, nah, this nigga, like he rap. I gotta post the footage again on my story, because like, they was in it. So I have no doubt in my mind that anywhere that I go and perform for the first time, I have no doubt in my mind I'm gonna win those people over.
See, when open mics down, because you know, we had URL come down here, I forgot what car that was. Mike P versus T-Top. I forgot what car that was. I just interviewed the dude too. I'm so terrible. I forgot what it was, but sorry. They came down here. So I know the crowds is down here as far as battle rap is concerned, you know what I'm saying? But as far as like open mics and stuff, you know, I mean, they're kind of got to win the crowd over, but it's got to be like something got to be big. Like, I'm just trying to figure out who I need to talk to, because I want to make that happen, man. I'm gonna have to see.
Yeah, not for nothing, that's exactly why I'm back outside battle rapping, because I just miss that feel. Like, you know, like, people, they really love battle rap. Like, a lot of, regardless of, you know, how nice I am on a beat, a lot of people don't know that because of the perception of battle rap is making music,
right?
Few that make really good music, and it's a few that I really, really like. Like, I, not for nothing, I love surf music.
Mm-hmm.
Twerk, low key, you gotta catch Twerk sometimes, because Twerk be having some shit. I love it. Yeah. Shayna Ashley just dropped a dope ass project. Miss Hustle, she was on music before Battling, so she was already a given. Who else makes some dope ass music?
Coffee Brown just dropped some shit.
Oh, she do music? I didn't know she do music. I gotta check her out. I'm definitely.
Yeah, Coffee just dropped some shit.
Who else I really, really like and I listen to their music? Like, it's some of them that really, really make dope music. And I really hate that perception of that bad rappers can't transition over.
Why is that such a bad thing? Because there are some battle rappers that sound really dope when they battle, but when it comes to the music, riding on beat, you know, having cadence, it kind of goes out the window, because because they're bar heavy. Why is that such a challenge?
Yeah, so if you're so used to always thinking outside the box, it's gonna be hard to like dumb down like a yourself. Like, that's the problem I have. Like, as you can see, I just incorporate like sometimes my battle rap style similar to come up with my punchlines in the song. But you also don't want to be too off topic, because you can't scheme on a song, like on a love song. You can't start making gumballs about schemes and shit like that. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I think that's just what all it is, just subject, verb, and rebit. If everybody just have a little bit of subject, verb, and rebit, just sticking to one topic, and that's, you know, we get some progress done.
Yeah.
E-Heart is another one. That's another one who I feel like.
Yeah, E-Heart's dope. She's hella dope. I love E-Heart. she's in my Mount Rushmore of female rap. She's in my Mount Rushmore. And it changes. The fifth person always changes, but She's in there.
You said the fifth. There's only four in the round.
Oh, four. Damn. Well, the fifth is the substitute.
I think my Mount Rushmore of the women would probably be Hustle, Jazz, 4D, and either E Hart or Official as of right now. Like before, it was hands down to me. Before it was Hustle, Jazz, Gaddis, and QB. Mm-hmm. Like they were just like the starting four. But like as of recent, as the years went by, and you really look back and compare catalogs, 40 and Official got to be in me.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but just feel, you know, 40 and E Hart.
Breaking up a little bit. You hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? You still there?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Yo? Yeah, yeah. It just kind of went in and out.
Yeah, I'm still here. You can.
Okay. So, let me ask you this. What do you want with this project? What do you want the world to know about you on this one? Because this is your third time around. Like, you know, what do you want the world to know?
That I'm here.
Yeah.
And there's nothing nobody could do about it. Like, just understand I'm whatever perception that there is or stigma there is under a gay rapper, like, none of that shit. I don't give a shit, like, at all. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't even consider myself a gay rapper, like, at all. I'm a rapper that just so happens to be gay. Another topic.
Right.
Another story of the day. Yeah, like, the way you can keep moving the goalposts as much as you want, I'm gonna find a way. I'm gonna get there. It's gonna be nothing that you can really say besides the obvious that I've been hearing all my life. But yeah.
So, man, I'm excited for you, yo, because I'm excited about this one. But the first two were some bangers. I'm excited right there. Recalibrated EP. What's the song I need to listen to first? Or should I just put it on number one?
Listen in order. Yes.
You got some club bangers?
Oh, of course. You're going to really love the feature, the song Lessons, number three. You're going to really love that one. The sample you're going to love, you're going to be like, oh, he took it there. Watch.
Oh, man. I'm excited, bro. This is about to be game. So, I got to ask you this question. How do you feel about Chrome 23?
I feel like a lot of the battles was one-sided. But Ms. Hustle and Couture, they had the best back and forth.
Yeah.
Also, Official and KC, they was also my runner-up for the best back and forth. I already kind of knew what was going to happen with Prestavia and Yoshi. Like, no offense to Yoshi, not to take away that. Like, because she did good. I just knew Prestavia was just coming. Yeah,
she's different.
Like,
she's different.
I knew she was coming on time. Yeah. 40 and QB was interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
I do have to beat her clearly every three rounds. That was body. I feel like I never saw QB get body before. So that was kind of like.
Yeah, that was a dead body. Like, it was so dead. And I love QB, though. But it was a dead body from jump. Like the first round was already, she was already dead. It was like a headshot the first round. She just kept shooting the second and third. But I was gonna ask you, because when it comes to Chrome 23, a lot of people are mistaken, like this is the first female battle rap league. And that's not the case, because you know, Queen of the Ring's been around forever. You know, how do you feel about that? I mean, no disrespect to like Remy and all that, but when I think of Queen of the Ring, it always comes to Debo, Babs, and Babe. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel with Chrome 23 almost kind of like, I wouldn't say replacing it, but it's definitely on a bigger platform, yet it's labeled as the first when it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of, if you don't know the history, how do you feel about that?
I mean, you can't erase history no matter how much people try. And like, I think we had a talk about this with the last time we spoke. I said they tried to erase like Foxy Brown, what she's done for hip hop, and it's like, you can't erase that, like, because there's always gonna be somebody who's gonna speak on when they first saw this person or when they first encountered that and where they saw them. And think of those names, such as 40 Bars, an official of Miss Hustle of the tour. You're gonna think automatically Queen of the Ring.
Right.
Regardless, period. Bad rap has been around for the long. Everybody knows about Queen of the Ring, I feel like, personally. I feel like there's been always a viral video on every platform, from Worldstar to Facebook to YouTube to even now TikTok.
Right.
Everybody is fully well aware of what Queen of the Ring is or what female battle rap is. So I don't think that really makes any difference, because Queen of the Ring is still Queen of the Ring regardless. Like, that's just, people know. Like, people know, everybody remembers that classic 2-on-2 battle 2 years ago on Queen of the Ring. Right. People know 40 Bars versus Bahani Godiva, 1 million views. That first video to hit 1 million views on Queen of the Ring.
And that mention that Couture with the
Couture with the props. Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Had so many fucking moments. They can't be erased.
I don't know. I didn't like the way. I just didn't like the way they was trying to narrate it, and I didn't like the host. They should have just let E-Hart and Misfit do it, because that third person didn't know anything about battle rap.
Anything.
You know, anything. And it was just like, why are you even up there? Like, you know, it was that part, you know, that's small, but, you know, it was irritating to watch.
They was there for the checks and the free drinks.
That's right, right. They were drinking good up there.
They was drinking real good. I should have popped out.
Right.
Nah. But yeah, like, Queen of the Ring is good. Like, I don't feel like that's a small thing to a giant. Like, please.
This
is bad rap. Like, everybody who's into bad rap is already into bad rap. I don't feel like anybody coming back to it is gonna make it a difference. So, come on.
Yeah. All they need now is like a Queen of the Ring app, like, you know, with all the battles on it.
Yeah, like,
that'd be dope.
I think they should still keep their formula with the YouTube. Like, honestly speaking, building content, keep having fresh faces up there, keep getting those views. Let that still be known. YouTube is still the biggest platform ever for videos. Let's get that established, regardless of what app or money that you're making from an app or whatever it is, maybe whatever kind of money coming in, I don't know. But as far as getting yourself out there, YouTube is the biggest platform ever. So I think they should keep it. I do think that they should start live streaming on Caffeine. I do think that, like, their own, maybe their own, this, I hope, hopefully this next one is gonna be live streaming on Caffeine. It's The Ring again. I'm excited about that. Yeah.
I got a story on that one. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be up there.
Come, I'm coming. I'm gonna be there.
I know, but see, the way, I told you my shit was Kevin Hart, so. Like, I'm saying, I was looking at flights, so I'm like, fuck. And then I would only be down there if I was to go. It would only be like for a day, if that. Because it's on Saturday, right? I mean, I'll have to fly in Saturday morning.
I think so. Wait, hold on. The 26th is right.
I think that's a Saturday, I believe.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I will have to fly in that morning and then stand in line all day and then literally go back to the airport as soon as this event's over. So I won't even see New York like I want to see New York. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to try. So if you hear somebody say, Kelly, you know, that was me. So I'm going to try to say I did. Because I missed you at the last event.
Listen, I'm literally looking at you right now. I'm going to know who you are.
Right. Hopefully I'll have a haircut if I do come. I look different with a haircut. I got the gravy going right now. But, you know, it's but yeah, so when it comes to, so can you speak on anything that's coming up with Prism or no?
Well, it's just in the talks for right now. So it's supposed to be, you know, that is nothing is set in stone as of yet.
And I've been trying to reach out to Sarah, man. I hope she hears this. I've been trying to get her on the podcast because, you know, I never did complete everybody except that she's the only person I didn't hit. So wow. I didn't get. So I know she's busy, though. So, I mean.
Sarah should have the first interview now. Stop.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I was like. Yo, you know, I'm reaching out to the big five now. I need to get J2, too. I need to holler at J2.
Yeah.
But. So how come y'all never put any of the features on, like, you don't have no features from the battle raps on the, I mean, battle rap crew on the, like, you and Ty ain't got no records together?
Me and Summer got a few, but me and Ty, no, we just never, I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
I always wondered that. Like, how come y'all ain't never dropped no joints together yet? Because y'all 2-on-2 is still classic, in my opinion. It's still... It's classic, you know.
That's my top three battles, I feel like. I just feel like that's the top three showings.
Y'all was different. Shout out to T.S. and what's her name? What's that name?
Oh, with Torture and Fendi?
Yeah.
We battled Torture and Fendi. Me and Ty, you know, you want to know what it is? Like, we be back and forth. Like, when he's doing music, I'm not doing music. When I am doing, like, so I just never know when. And then I, you know, like me with my whole fucking quadruple life of being a fucking DJ, a dancer, and all this other shit and under the sun.
Yeah.
It's like so when I start doing music and I be just focused, like laser focused.
Yeah, you be locked in.
Yeah, so
damn.
That's weird. Oh, me, Summer, and Dude got a song coming out too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, when's that dropping?
We have no idea. Well, me and Dude, our verses are done. We still didn't hear Summer's, but me and Dude, our verses.
Summer ain't do the verse yet?
No, but he's, first of all, and it's funny because he sent that beat to me around the time Technicality dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got around to it. So he cursed me out one day in November. He called me like, first of all, bitch, curse me out. I was like, oh my God. All right, boom. I'm going to the studio this weekend anyway. I'm going to do it. I wrote the verse, on my way to the studio, and just laid it down.
He still didn't drop his verse on it.
And no, I did not hear his verse yet. I don't. If he did record it, we didn't hear it yet.
Oh, man.
I got to hit up, dude.
See if you got to hit some up, see what's going on with the verses, man. I got to hit him up, too. Yeah. I'm back outside a little bit, so that's cool. You're like my third interview since my son passed. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, but yeah, it was weird. Yeah, it was crazy. So, you're like my third interview, so I'm kind of back outside, man, you know, a little bit, and trying to get back at it.
Well, it's good to see you back in good spirits.
You know? Yeah, you know, it's a little struggle here and there. But we, you know, on days, off days, you know. But they want to bring the mood down, but that's why I'm outside a little bit. So I appreciate you for reaching out and being like, yo, you know, when you gonna do the podcast? I'm like, yes, you know, because I'm like, you know, I'm a huge fan, I'm a huge supporter, and you know, you my rap cousin, so you're Nikki M. Fox. So, you know, it's always love. You're always welcome to come to the podcast, man. So I'm definitely gonna, you know, tip my hat to you for dropping this third EP, Recalibrated, and it is coming out tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, tonight, actually, midnight.
Midnight.
So, you know, while, you know, he pulling Beyonce situations where people sleep and wake up and got the new album ready. So, people sleep. They're like, yeah, you know, wake up, they got a whole new EP to listen to.
That was crazy. I swear to God, that was the craziest shit ever.
Right. So you better not fall asleep at midnight. You have it pre-programmed to drop at midnight, or you're gonna have to do it manually.
So what I'm doing tonight is there's an app called Station Head, right? And like there's like little radio, you could do live radio stations, live podcasts and stuff like that on that app. And what you do is you link your Apple Music or your Spotify, whatever you have. If you have Spotify or you have Apple Music, you can link it to the app. And it's like a big listening party. So everybody that's tuned in to the podcast is like a listening party. They're all listening to your EP podcast at the same time. And it also counts towards your streams too. So I'm doing that tonight at midnight. So Everybody download that Station Head app. It's called Station Head. Yeah, and check it out. It's always going to be a list of podcasts that's on Ear Live. So you're going to see, you could just click on it. Once you get the app, you could just click on it right on the homepage.
Nice. And it'll drop on Spotify at midnight too?
Yeah, so it's going to drop everywhere. Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, Google Play, Amazon Music, Pandora, YouTube.
When is the first visual coming out?
So I'm aiming for the end of the month. So I'm going to say around the 29th. The 29th. I'll say around there.
Of March?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So what are you gonna do to celebrate? Like, you know, you got the EP going. What you gonna do? You going out this weekend? You gonna take a break and not work? What you gonna do?
No, I can't not work because I'm also got a dance competition with the kids that I teach at my job. So yeah. That's on the 19th. So there is no break. That's when I have no time to celebrate.
Wow. So technically, this is your day. Well, shit, you're still working though. You're promoting. Damn. You gotta take a vacation, Kevin.
Celebration to me, I feel like.
Huh?
I said, this is a celebration. This right here.
Right.
Yeah, like that.
That's what's up. So, I meant to ask you about the TikTok. You know how you was killing the TikToks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, did you get any beef from that dude?
Say that again?
Remember how you was doing the TikToks where your boy be playing the beats? I forgot the white dude that was
Maddie Beats. Yeah.
You get any beats for him on this EP? Who's producing on it?
Oh, so for this EP, no. This was a separate project. We have a project coming out later. It's gonna be called a Tringle. Mm-hmm. That was gonna be songs. It'll be all his beats, and it's just gonna be me rapping on it.
Oh. So, have you started those yet?
Not yet. Because we both been like super busy and stuff, and he's been moving. Like he's in Florida now, he's in LA, so like he's been moving a lot. So I'm just, I gotta, matter of fact, I'm gonna hit him up. Thank you for reminding me, because I just
remember. Because I ain't seen no TikToks in a while. I was like, the last one I saw was like, but then again, I ain't been on it like I need to. But last one I saw was the, you know, you showing the album cover. So I was like, well, he ain't dropped no freestyles lately, you know. I was like, it's getting kind of quiet here. The weather's changing.
But I did drop two freestyles. I dropped Do We Have a Problem, Nicki and Little Baby, and I dropped Bussin' by Nicki and Little Baby.
Like, did you see that one?
It's on my TikTok.
I'm sleepy.
Yeah, it's on my TikTok.
How do you feel about that new Nicki Minaj coming back out? How do you feel?
I'm excited. What? It's my favorite artist in the world.
I know.
What kind of question is that?
I don't know. I just want to see if you... I'm just asking, you know, because, you know, I mean, as far as female raps go right now, I mean, ain't nobody really shaking, really. You know, if you think about it. Megan Thee Stallion's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lotto dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi, she's like, we don't know. Nicki Minaj come out of nowhere. You know, she just had a baby. Mm-hmm. So it's just like her again by herself, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of, I guess she's just doing the lap around. I don't know. So we'll see.
But, I was just saying, you know, the industry is full of surprises.
Yeah. I'm waiting on that collab. I can't wait for that to happen. Has she heard the project yet?
She didn't hear any of any of this material. Matter of fact, no, I have a song on there that I recorded early last year. I can't believe I sat on it so long. I was about to scrap it, but then I let somebody hear it. It's like, hell fucking no, you're not scrapping that. Like, no, keep this. So I kept it on. It's actually the second song. It's Simply Nice. Mm-hmm. I sent her that one. I don't think she heard it though. I feel like she saw it. Like she said she was gonna get it, listen to it when she got a chance, but she never got back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's just about it. She didn't hear any of that material.
That's what's up, man. I mean, I'm happy for you, yo. This is about to be a hot summer.
Yeah.
You know, we had a whole bunch of projects going. When's the next, you said your kids were, you got a competition coming up. When's the competition?
March 19th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that. Y'all dancing your music or you going to put a blend into it?
I use a blend, but I haven't used my music yet into my
choreography. It ain't after you. Why not?
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
They love Cactus Jack. Like, those kids, they love, that's their favorite song. Cactus Jack is their favorite song about me.
You gotta do a clean version though for it. You already got a clean version for it, right? No. Do you need one for that?
Let's just see how I feel in the next 5 years. I just wanna see where I'm at. When I do what needs to get done for me to get up there the way where I wanna be, because I'm gonna get there.
Yeah.
Let me just see how the world would perceive, because the world have not heard these projects yet.
Mm-hmm.
The world, you know, my supporters, they heard it. My supporters, they know it. But when you're gathering in new listeners, they sometimes want to go back and hear your early work. So let me just see how I feel about those first.
All right. Is there anything else you want to let the world know? The album coming out, the EP come out tomorrow. I always say album. I always. But yeah, so the album, EP come out tomorrow. You know, you got anything else you want to let the world know? I mean, it's about to be.
Going back outside.
He's back outside. He want all the smoke. That's what I heard.
All of it.
All the smoke.
Music smoke, battle rap smoke.
Right. DJ smoke.
DJ smoke, all of it.
Dance smoke. That's a lot, man.
Oh, definitely.
Oh. Say what?
Man. How much, man? I appreciate it.
No worries. I appreciate you for thinking of me and coming back on the podcast. You're always welcome. Anything you drop, anytime you drop something, or you just want to shoot the shit or vent or whatever, just holler at regular. And we'll just go ahead and line that shit up.
Gotcha.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Alright, man.
Alright, peace in the hood. Stop the violence. I'm out. Bomb.
Later, y'all.
Peace.